Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, I think you know this one, Elton John. The Bitch is Back. Listener Appreciation Month. That goes out to Alan Norris, who seems to be hung up on something. I'm not sure what. Thanks to Bob and Luigi's in Bel Air, Kansas, for sponsoring our music, as they've done now for close to 2 years. We're very appreciative of that. 45th Street North in Woodlawn in Bel Air. Here's the real Dave calling on a day when Jeff is off. Makes me nervous. Why are you calling, Dave?
Well, because I enjoy talking to you.
We enjoy talking to you as well.
Well, and two things. One real quick one. It's funny you played that song, and I haven't called for a while, so maybe that was apropos. You know?
That could have been. Karma.
Hey, in the mid-70s to the early 80s, my dad did a lot of promoting here in town. And I can't remember whether it was Henry Levitt or Century 2 when Coolidge and Christopherson played. And I fell in love with her. She's, I mean, yes, obviously talented, but very beautiful woman. The poster that I got signed that night replaced my Farrah Fawcett poster on the wall. And I found that poster when we moved about 8 years ago. I can't remember where it is, but I still have that thing from, you know, 40 years ago. But that was an awesome interview, dude. I was so stoked that I just turned on the radio and caught that interview. Awesome.
It's just surreal to me to be talking to these people. And Rita Coolidge is 73 years old. And there's a photo on her new album, and she's still extremely beautiful. I mean, there's no other way.
Yes.
There's no other way to put it. It is what it is. Rita Coolidge is a beautiful woman, and from what I understand from talking to the other persuasion, Chris Christopherson was a fairly handsome man.
Yes.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. Have a great week.
All right. Good. 869-1240. Good to hear from Dave. We are chasing down Danny Bryan from Wichita State Tennis to talk about the upcoming Wichita Tennis Open. It starts on Saturday out at WSU. This is a pro circuit, and we'll talk to Danny about it here in a moment. By the way, I was right on the dates earlier when Wichita State was in Fayetteville in the 2004 Super Regional. That was not the Super Regional. That was a regional in Fayetteville, in which they lost that heartbreaking game and then lost the second game to the Razorbacks that night. Ronald Reagan did pass away while Wichita State was in Fayetteville, and Yadier Molina did make his Cardinals debut at the same time. So I was right about both. That's pretty impressive memory, if I say so myself. 869-1240, I'm winging it here for a little bit. No Jeff today. He's taking care of his wife, who threw her back out. Brent Kemnitz was with us in hour number one, and he talked about painful losses, and we can certainly go back to that. What's the most painful loss that you've suffered through your team? There are so many to pick from. We try to eliminate them from our memories. But certainly everybody has that experience. Tommy, what would yours be? Now, see, you should be on the mic to answer this, because you're a Tigers fan and a Red Wings fan. So would it be, where would it come? You're taking too long to think. Certainly you've thought about this. It irritates me, Tommy, when you don't just come up with it quickly. Here's Danny Bryan from Wichita State, the men's tennis coach, and a guy who's going to be active in the Wichita Tennis Open coming up starting Saturday, but not in the way you might think. You're going to plan this thing, huh, Danny?
That's what I hear. I played last year, played singles and doubles. Doubles went pretty well. Singles was going well, and then the heat set in a little bit on the body, and I'm not sure. I might not be able to play this year because I still remember how I felt out there. Hasn't been enough time yet.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot cooler this year, right? It's only going to be 103 or so during. My goodness.
I know. Looks like we might have a little wind. Might have a little wind, so might help me out a little bit, but I don't know. We'll see.
And this is going to be played at the Sheldon Coleman Tennis Complex out at Wichita State. And this tour, the USTA Pro Circuit Men's Tour, has produced some good players over the years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically similar to AA baseball. The winner of our tournament last year just today qualified for Wimbledon main draw singles. And
who is that?
5 years, Christian Harrison.
Okay.
I think he's ranked somewhere in the hundreds. Last year he was ranked around 280 when he got here, and in the past he's had a good year, and obviously a good result so far at Wimbledon. But the guy in the who he beat in the finals last year, Michael Moe, he was ranked around 180. So it's a really high level. You either have guys that are maybe stepping down a level to get a little confidence, or some of the younger guys who are on their way up.
Talking with Wichita State men's tennis coach Danny Bryan. He will be playing singles and doubles in the Wichita Tennis Open. It goes on through July 8th, so it's a long tournament. How do people get out there and see this thing? How would they get tickets? Where do they go to do so?
Okay, it's free admission.
Wow.
You can go WichitaTennisOpen.com, and you can get all the information. We have so many different activities throughout the week to get the community involved. We have a players party, a kids day, military day, high school player pro-am. There's a pro-am where if you pay $50, you can play doubles with one of the pros in the tournament. For the finals on the following Sunday, we have mimosas. There's free drinks Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday night for the night matches. Those will start at 6 o'clock. Monday night we have a players' party, which is going to have margaritas, dinner, music. And that's $25. So there's all kinds of events going on, and you just need to go to WichitaTennisOpen.com.
Danny Bryan with us, the men's tennis coach at Wichita State, and you're not the only Shocker representative in this. We got quite a few former Wichita State players. Who are some of those folks?
We have one guy who just finished up this past spring, Miroslav Herzen. He will be playing in the qualifying of singles, and I'm hoping to play doubles with him if we end up getting in. One of our current players, Marius Froza, he won the wild card tournament to get into the main draw, and he's coming up on his senior year, and he's one of our better players. So he's going to be in the main draw, and we'll have two or three guys who will be playing in the qualifying, which starts on Saturday.
You played in this thing last year, and you reached the semifinals of the doubles competition. You're a former All-American at LSU, so you're still interested in competitive tennis, correct?
Once a year,
man. Well,
it was good fun. Last year, it was kind of out of, wasn't really too planned to play doubles, but I got lucky and got a wild card with a very good player, and we had fun. He was a really energetic guy, and he was able to carry me, and so it was a great week. Hopefully, I can get in and play with Miroslav this year, and it would be a ton of fun to play with one of my former players. I think it would be awesome. So I hope that happens.
Danny Bryan with us from Wichita State. The Wichita Tennis Open coming up. It starts Saturday out at the Sheldon Coleman Tennis Complex. How big do you think this thing can get with the right amount of PR and the nurturing that goes with trying to make a tournament like this a big deal. How big do you think and do you hope this tournament becomes as a Wichita entity?
I think that already the committee we have and the volunteers is put this as for its level in the U.S. I think it's one of the better tournaments. I think last year for the finals we had close to 300 people attend, and it was really, really hot. And I think as people find out all the different events and how they can get involved, I think it could grow to something really special. I already think it's a very special event. It showcases Wichita extremely well. So many people are willing to volunteer and help. And I think we can just keep building it and see what happens.
What do you make of the overall tennis community here in Wichita? Tennis is a sport that at one time was obviously hugely popular. I think it went through some difficult times. It seems from the outside looking in like maybe it's having a little bit of a revival. Is that an accurate assessment of where we are with the sport of tennis at this point?
I think so. On the Wichita side of it, I think you know, there's a lot of different places that you can get involved that are doing a great job building the clubs. And we play at Genesis Health Clubs, and it's always packed. And the pros there do a great job. And I know at Wichita Country Club, Crestview, Riverside always has great events as well. So Wichita tennis community is awesome. Overall, I think people are, it is with Federer and Nadal right now. What they've done over the past 10 years is pretty special, and you got a lot of guys that are pushing to break through and get into that elite class with them. So we have some characters as well. So I think it's in a pretty good place, and I hope it gets better in the coming years.
Danny Bryan with us. Tell us about maybe the two or three players that we should keep an eye on in this year's tournament that maybe will go on and do something bigger in their careers after this.
Well, yeah, I think anyone who is in between the 400 and 600 ranking, and they're anywhere from 18 to 20, I think those guys, there's quite a few of them in this field, and I think those guys all are in a pretty good spot to keep moving up. But also, I hope everyone comes out to watch our players and support them, because I know they're excited, and it's a big week. We're really thankful to have this event here and showcase Wichita and Wichita State. So,
yeah, some
I hope everyone comes out.
Some really outstanding players, both at the collegiate level and guys who are a little bit beyond their college careers. But it looks like a really, really good field. Before I let you go, Danny, I did want to ask you about League 42, because you and Coach Mike Steele from Wichita State Baseball enrolled your kids in League 42 this year. I was very happy about that. I just wanted your assessment of how that's gone for your youngsters.
Incredible. You've done a great job.
I wasn't asking for that, but but I appreciate it.
I mean, it's amazing. It's really competitive, but also at the same time, really good sportsmanship, great facility. I can't say enough. I mean, I was actually talking to someone today about it, like how good of an experience we've had, and we have two more games left, and we started off a little slow, but I think we've won maybe four out of five, so we're looking to finish strong.
Well, it's been great, and I certainly commend you and Coach Steele for putting your kids in the league, and we appreciate that very much. And best of luck to you as you play this week and for the next week or so in the Wichita Tennis Open. A great field, and let's hope that Wichitans get out and support this, because it's an outstanding tournament. Danny, thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, take care. That's Danny Bryan, the Wichita State men's tennis coach, and he'll be active in the Wichita Tennis Open, and a bunch of Shockers are going to play in it. And it starts Saturday, and it goes through July 8th. So get out to the Sheldon Coleman Tennis Complex and check it out. I'll be back in a moment with the final full segment here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Tomorrow, Jeff back. We got a good show planned for you again. Take care. Be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.